Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
There you go. That was not the perfect game, which he did later that year in June against the Astros, but that was the home opener. One hitter for Matt Cain as they opened the 2012 season. They would win the World Series that year. Kaner would go 16-5 with a 279 in 32 starts. He was very good that year and did get those wins to back it up, something he didn't always get. And the 2012 team is going to have a reunion this weekend against the Pirates, and Matt will join us shortly. Shortly, I tell you, as they're speaking with him on the phone. Do you remember that opener, that one hitter?
I do. And I also remember, John, obviously, the game that he threw on June 13th, 2012, that night when he did something that's never been done in the history of this franchise, you know, going back to Christy Mathewson and Carl Hubbell and all the great Sal Magley, all the great pitchers they had in New York before they even came here, then Marichal and obviously Gaylord Perry, on and went, Vita Blue and everything. So Matt Cain is good enough to join us. So we're reminiscing. Welcome back, Kaner, first of all, about 2012. So how did it feel that year in light of already winning the World Series in 2010? And your postseason of 2010 gets overlooked. I mean, you did not allow a single earned run in that entire playoffs. It was just incredible. And then here you come a couple of years later with a little bit of a different cast. Timmy's out in the bullpen, but is it possible to even compare what you guys were able to do out of nowhere in 2010 and then the Cockroaches and winning all those elimination games a couple of years later?
Yeah, I mean, they had two different stories and they were written totally different. You know, I think we had so many guys that were just excited to be in the playoffs for the first time. So I think we were green enough to not put too much pressure on ourselves. And we were always the underdog, which I think benefited us because that was what we did all season in 2010. And then 2012, we win the division and we were going in hot and we felt good. And I don't know if we, you know, overcompensated on our side or just took things for granted and thought we would, you know, push through a little bit better. But we got slapped in the face a couple of times. And that was what was fun about seeing the group of guys in 12. We won until somebody literally didn't allow us to play anymore, and that would have been eliminated, and we weren't going to have that until somebody went ahead and beat us for that third game or fourth game to eliminate us.
Matt Cain is joining us. Just coming back and seeing the guys, and I know we all have reunions and high school reunions and all these different kind of things, and I know Buster's not going to be there because he was just here, but just going back and telling stories and having fun, that's got to be one of the best things there is.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely fun. It's fun to reminisce with the guys and be able to go back through parts that maybe we look past now. Maybe it's a memory for someone else and they bring it up and it, you know, it kind of reignites. Oh, yeah, you know what? I remember talking about that or being there and what we did. And so it's always fun. It's great to see people. And those are the memories that, you know, luckily nobody can take away from us. And, you know, we got to share that with a group of guys that was really phenomenal.
Yeah, it was amazing. And you guys just faced so many elimination games, you know, dropping game one against the Reds and game two and coming back and winning. There's so many big moments, you know, the Hunter Pence speech in Cincinnati and the Buster slam against Leto, Sergio Romo with that epic battle to get out Jay Bruce and then falling behind 3-1 to St. Louis and Zito's Game 5 and Marco Scudero and then, you know, what Pablo did in the World Series against Verlander and the whole thing. Is it possible to pick out one single moment of that postseason run of 2012? Because there were so many epic moments and games you guys had to win?
I think the thing that really stands out the most are the two conversations that it would be speeches that were said before the elimination games, down 2-1 in Cincinnati when Hunter stood up and took charge and really ignited us. And then also Barry doing that in when we were behind in St. Louis. And then, you know, it was those two moments really stood out, and they still stand out because those guys took leadership in situations that needed a little more leadership from the guys that were on the field and in between the lines, and it was necessary. And that's what you need in certain seasons to go ahead and max out what the true capability is.
Matt Cain is joining us. 2012 World Series team reunion will happen this weekend at Oracle Park. How are the championships different? Because in 2010, it's your first one. In 2012, personally, you had an amazing season. You throw the one-hitter start the season. You throw the perfect game against the Astros. Each one has got, obviously, their own flair to it and their own memories. But how are they all different?
As in which part? Which part?
Well, you win in 10, and it's kind of your first. You win in 12. Personally, you just had an absolutely amazing year. So, 14. So, I know they're all different. How do you feel about it when you think about 10, 12, and 14, and just kind of the differences in each?
Yeah, and it's hard to really separate them to an extent, because it's like, you know, you're playing a game and it's that part of it, but they did have such different feels to them, where, you know, the 2010 was a new experience for so much of us, and in 2012 it was an experience that a lot of us had been through. We had some expectations, and then for me personally in 2014 it was different because I was sidelined, so I was watching it from a different perspective of trying to get healthy, but also seeing it through the light of so many guys seeing it for their first time, and also seeing guys do it for their second to third time, and being able to kind of share that joy in a different light was really fun. It's not what I wanted. I wanted to physically be a part of the 2014 team, but it was something that I don't take for granted about being able to be that close up front and share that with those guys.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You know, we talked about your dominant 2010. I did not allow a single earned run. Ian Kinsler came close on the top of the wall, but it fell back on the other side. So to go through a whole postseason, no earned runs, amazing. The 2012 postseason, and you had some big wins. Obviously, Game 7 of the National League Championship Series against the Cardinals. You got a win against Cincinnati later in the series, but you did drop Game 1. To me, you weren't quite as effective in 2012 as you were in 10 in the playoffs, Matt. And I've thought this for a long time, and the numbers do back it up, but I've never asked you directly. The perfect game that you threw against Houston June the 13th of 2012, when you look at your career effectiveness, there's a real drop-off after that game. And we saw you battle the bone spurs and literally at times change arm slots, I think, to pitch around pain. Is there a correlation with that perfecto you pitched and the bone spurs developing sometime after?
No, the bone spurs had been there since I was a teenager, so that didn't all of a sudden pop up with you know, with the perfect game. No, definitely not. It was something that I always knew that was going to challenge me at some point in my career. And it was something that we had always tried to manage from day one of signing with the Giants. So that was nothing new or whatnot. But I mean, I've honestly, that same question is, what did change from 2000 in the middle of that 2012 season and maybe even towards the end of it? And I think a lot of it was physically, yes, I was going through struggles injury-wise, but I think a lot of it had to do, I think, mentally too. I think I put a lot of pressure on myself as being the guy that signed the big contract, even though I didn't want to say it and maybe not admit to it. But I think it was on the back of my mind. I think there's some weight to that for sure, that I don't think, even when you do recognize it, there is pressure on that side with trying to hold that down. And then finally taking over, you know, say the number one role in our rotation. I think that pressure, I was usually always a guy that was chasing somebody in front ever since I was a younger player. And a lot of things that I do, I enjoy chasing something in front that I can catch. So I think there was a lot of, I don't think there's one that can really stand out. But the more time has gone by, I think I may have been more in my own way mentally than I was physically thinking it was. I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to do a lot of things that I didn't allow my body naturally to go ahead and do. If I had been a little more clear conscience about some things.
Matt Cain is joining us, 2012 reunion at Oracle Park coming up this weekend. It's so weird to me, and I don't know if it is to you, but you're still a young guy. You're 37 years old. We're talking about 2012. You're 27. It's 10 years ago. Does it seem weird that it was 10 years ago? Because in listening to you talk about, you know, now versus then, it just flew by.
Yeah, right. I mean, and a lot has changed in 10 years. And as mature as I thought I was 10 years ago, I look back now and I'm like, I definitely was not. And I bet I'll do the same thing 10 years from now. Sure. As I think I have my finger on stuff, and I definitely won't. And I think that's the challenge of life. And I think we've got to be open-minded to a lot of different things. And it's definitely crazy to look back and think that 10 years ago, we were, you know, playing baseball at a high level. And that just seems like centuries and centuries ago. It seems like a very, very long time ago for sure.
I don't know. For me, it seems like 10 minutes ago. I don't know, 10 days ago, maybe for you, because I, you know, you still live in that moment. And you, in 2012, you won your second World Series in 3 years. You already had gotten one in 2010. And because of the pandemic, the Giants weren't able to have the reunion in 2020. This one is going to be. So when was the last time that you guys, and the 10 team was very different than the 12 team, the 14 team was different than 10 and 12. But as far as the core, you know, the core four and the bullpen and, you know, the frontline guys, when was the last time you guys all got together?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well,
Won in Detroit.
That's a long time.
In the parade of 2012, right? Probably after that, for that team.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would have been the guys that came back in 13, but I couldn't tell you. It's been a long time, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you, even though, again, we're talking 10
years. It's not like any of us are throwing house parties to be like, hey, let's go ahead and have this group of friends over all the time. You know, like, it's not that way.
Yeah.
Well, and some of you guys are seen. I mean, some of you guys are doing TV, and I mean, we see Hunter, we see, you know, Javi doing Giants games, all these different guys. Other guys like Lincecum, nobody even can find him. I mean, so that's exactly what you're talking about. It's kind of like after college, like everybody just kind of sprays all over the place and they're different places.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not the easiest transition into the real life. It seems like it is. And I've got to imagine that's anybody that retires. It's a definitely a, it turns, for me, it's turned a lot internal. You know, what do my next chapters in my life look like? Because you know, a lot of us are in our 30s, and we have potentially 70 more years of trying to figure out what we would like to do and what kind of mark we would like to leave in the next chapters of our life. And that's, that can be very challenging. Some can transition faster. Others, maybe they already have it. For a lot of us, it's like, hey, like, we put so much heart and soul into the baseball, into that career, and do we want to keep continuing in that one, or do we want to try to adventure off and push ourselves in other ways? So it's a constant growth, and it can be a little daunting at times, because if you look too far out, you kind of forget that there's a lot going on right around you. So we made this a little deep conversation, but, it can be the challenges of it.
No. I remember vividly on May the 7th when they had Buster Posey Day, and a lot of big ovations. Boach got a big ovation. But I remember that the ovation that you got was really just pure warmth and admiration, respect. And obviously you're still in the Bay Area and you're still connected. But what is it like for you, Matt? Because, you know, Lince come with the rock star. Madison Bumgarner in 2014 put the whole franchise on his back. But you were rock steady through it all. In your own quiet, dignified grace, but it's obvious that the Bay Area, and specifically the Giants fans, love you. Well, what's it like for you just being in the Bay Area?
It's great, and that's one of the key reasons that we wanted to stay in the Bay Area, is because they really accepted myself and my family, you know, just so much with open arms, and it's been wonderful to be here, you know, really, you know, from 2002 until now. We've just appreciated everything that the Giants organization and the whole entire community has done with our family. So we just fell in love with the area, and we felt like it was going to be a perfect fit for us after baseball. So it's extremely humbling to go into places and get that kind of appreciation. And it's almost a little overwhelming because I have a time taking that, I think, of actually accepting some of the warmth that comes about. And it's just the love that the entire, you know, Bay Area has for, you know, itself. And that's fun. That's a fun thing to be around and to know that you are a part of.
And I don't mean to go to the deep part of the conversation, but like we said, when you finished up, you're only 32 years old, so you got a ton of stuff to do with your life. And like you said, a lot of athletes have said this, it's tough to transition. You went straight out of high school into baseball. So what are you doing now?
Yeah, that's Buster and I's really funny question, because it's always about, and it's always, what are you doing now? It's like, well, I'm trying to figure that as well.
Right.
But I'm trying to figure out what can I do. What can I do with the platform that I have been given to also expand, you know, and help people grow around me. And I don't always really know what that looks like. Sometimes it looks like, you know, going to charity events, and sometimes it looks like being away from people. So it's a constant thing to where we're trying to learn how to intertwine back with our families and what that looks like. It's definitely challenging, and it's a great thing to have. But yeah, it's something that I think all athletes go through. And like I said, I think it's something that all people, when they transition into a new phase in their life, they go through.
That's really cool. Hey, thanks for a few minutes. Enjoy Saturday, and it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it, guys.
You got it.
Thank you, Matty.
There's Matt Cain. Very cool.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me. because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.